A bill that would expand background checks on Iraqi and Syrian refugees hoping to enter the United States is moving quickly through the U.S. Congress. The American Security Against Foreign Enemies, or SAFE, Act was introduced on Tuesday. It was voted on by the House of Representatives yesterday.
The bill passed by a substantial margin, with almost all Republicans and 47 Democrats voting in favor. The president had said he would veto the bill if it also passes the Senate.
One Democrat who voted in favor of the SAFE Act is Ron Kind. He represents Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District in western Wisconsin, and he joins us now. Representative Kind, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Under the current system, before this new legislation, what kind of vetting process do people seeking refugee status in the U.S. go through?
Well, it's very long and it's very tedious. It's about 18 to 24 months of background checks, of searches and vetting. And so it's not easy, you know, for you to be a political refugee and gain entrance here in the United States. And I don't think people realize just the difficulty it is for refugees to come here.
And as I understand it, in a recent CNN article, they said that 18, 24 months could actually go a little longer from a place like Syria, given that there's even more security concerns there.
Well, there is, and also a lack of information. A lot of the people fleeing Syria right now from the violence and terrorism, there's not a lot of good documentation in order to do background checks and that. So that tends to slow things down. But it's quite frankly, one of the questions I asked of the administration this week with the numerous classified briefings we had is, why is it taking so long from 18 to 24 months in order to properly screen and do background checks on these families who are looking for a safe haven and escaping the type of violence and terrorism in their lives. And they just said that a lot of times it's because of the lack of documentation and information that things slow down.
Well, you voted in favor of this American Security Against Foreign Enemies Act. I'll ask you about the details of that in a bit. But given what you just said, the slow, lengthy, difficult process seems like one of the worst ways to try to infiltrate the United States. Why did you see the need for more layers on top of that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, the message it sends to ISIS, and it's this. Don't even think about it. Don't even try to infiltrate these Syrian families who are trying to escape your violence, your terrorism, and find a safe haven for their children, because it's not going to work, and we're going to catch you. But secondly, people really do need to take a quick look at the bill. It's very short. It's about one page, and all it's asking the administration to do is this. It requires the federal intelligence and security and law enforcement agencies to get on the same page, to talk to each other and exchange information as they're going through these background checks so that we're certain that the people that we're bringing into this country do not pose a security threat to our nation. And quite frankly, it was those type of gaps that existed that led to 9/11 and the attacks upon us back then. It was these agencies operating in their own silos and not exchanging information, in essence, not playing nice with one another, that led to a lot of intelligence gaps. And so this legislation, I think, wants to ensure that that doesn't happen again, that we're deploying our resources and getting the information that we need to properly screen these families so we can bring them in to the United States for resettlement purposes.
Well, that's broadly stated, having those agencies talk to each other. On a practical level, what would this act require them to do?
Well, it requires that. The language itself is requires the FBI, the National Security Agency, and also intel agencies to talk to each other and exchange information when it comes to the screening and the background checks of these Syrian refugees. And again, based on my conversations I had with the administration, they say that they're doing a lot of that already. They feel very confident with the screening and the background check system that they do have in place. And if that's the case, then they ought to view this legislation as pretty benign, because if we're merely asking them to do what they're doing today, then it's not a very high hurdle for them to reach.
Is there a risk that the refugee process would have to stop altogether, assuming this passes while these new procedures are put into place?
I don't think so. Listen, 3/4 of the Syrian refugees who we are looking at right now are women with young children. And if the administration can't certify that these women with their young children come to the United States does not pose a security threat to us, then we are in trouble. Then we've got some big concerns that need to be addressed. So I don't think this is going to slow the process down, or quite frankly, I wouldn't have supported the legislation. And the administration ought not be concerned about putting that stamp of approval these Syrian refugees coming to our country. I don't think this legislation addresses some of the gaps that exist, all the gaps that exist. Quite frankly, I think the visa waiver issue with European citizens need to be looked at, because, let's face it, the terrorists that did attack Paris this past week were French and Belgium citizens. And yet now they can come to the United States for 90 days visa-free, and that's a concern that I have. And there are other aspects, too, of our counterterrorism and our intelligence-gathering system that I think needs to be addressed. So this legislation, I thought, was relatively benign, but it's not the panacea. It's not the answer to closing the gaps in order to make us more secure, ultimately.
Talking to Representative Ron Kind from Wisconsin, looking at new legislation on Syrian refugees and the process involved in bringing them into this country. There has been talk in Congress from some Republicans in the House saying this doesn't go far enough. They're calling for a block on funding for Syrian refugee resettlement and the government funding bill due next month. Would you support that? Would you cross parties and vote with Republicans on that?
Listen, this is where I give Speaker Ryan, you know, Paul Ryan, the new speaker now from Wisconsin, credit, because he did reach out to people like me this past week to talk to us about this legislation to make sure that he's not going over the cliff. And I think perhaps equally important is what this bill does not do. This bill does not shut down the Syrian refugee program. It does not defund it. It also does not apply a religious test for the first time in our nation's history. And Paul was up against some pressure within his own party to do exactly that. And to his credit, he didn't go down that dark road of religious tests and that. And it's another reason, quite frankly, I supported the legislation, because I'm so tired of the polarization, the hyperpartisan, and why every issue that comes up has to be knee-jerked opposed by the other side. And I refuse to play that political game when it comes to the national security of our nation. And Paul reached out, and he wanted to produce a bill that wasn't as controversial as some members of his party wanted to make it, and this is what we ended up with. I thought a fairly balanced approach of enhancing the background checks of Syrian refugees so that we can be certain that who we do bring into this country are safe and they don't pose a risk to anyone else.
There's been talk about what American actions look like as we respond to those attacks in Paris. Will this look to people, maybe in the Muslim world, this safe legislation, as a small but significant step towards slowing the flow, slowing American efforts to help Syrian refugees, maybe propaganda value for a group like ISIS?
Well, I think it all depends on how the media portrays it. Again, I just hearken back to encouraging people to read the one-page bill, which is what it is. And because there's a lot of misinformation, there's a lot of mischaracterization about what this bill does or doesn't do. And quite frankly, at this moment of fear and high anxiety, you know, I've been taking a lot of phone calls over the last week, too, in light of the Paris attacks. Many of the people calling in are wondering if we're doing everything possible to ensure the safety and the security of our nation. And other people calling in are concerned that we may overreact and overreach and not reflect the type of values and principles that that is true to our nation. And again, I was very sensitive to the equal concerns when addressing this legislation, trying to strike that right balance, and merely asking our intel and security agencies to work together when we're doing these screening checks and then verify that they're confident that who we're bringing in are safe. That is not an unreasonable request from my point of view. But a lot's going to depend on how this gets framed and how it is perceived. You're right.
Looking ahead, as we wrap up, some of your Democratic colleagues in the Senate say they will try to block this legislation. The White House saying, hey, send it to us, we'll veto it. What would you say to your Democratic colleagues in the Senate in the White House?
Well, I say look at the legislation first. I think many of them probably haven't read the bill, and they're just going off from media reports or what they're hearing from their own circles and that. But again, you know, if you go back and start learning the lessons of history, especially the attacks on 9/11, the 9/11 Commission report was very clear that one of the failings that we had as a nation was the inability of our agencies or their unwillingness to work together, to share information, to communicate. They were operating in silos. And of course, it's the chief concern that we're trying to address in this refugee bill right now. So I don't think it's unreasonable or a heavy lift for our agencies to play nice and to share information. I mean, Washington is a place where information is knowledge, and therefore sharing it is giving up a little bit of that power in D.C. We can't afford that when it comes to our security interest and making sure that we're doing everything we can to prevent terrorist attacks both here and abroad.
Representative Kind, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That was Ron Kind, Democratic representative in Congress from Western Wisconsin. He was discussing his vote in favor of the American Security Against Foreign Enemies Act, which would increase the screening of Iraqis and Syrians seeking refugee status in the United States.